Good morning, sir. And what is your name, sir?
My name is Merlin Harrigan.
Okay, hold on one moment, sir. And I believe, I don't know what lines are coming
up. I can barely hear you guys.
You can't hear us well? Can you hear me any better now? Hello, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear a little bit better, but not much.
Not that much. Let's start something else. Can you hear me any better now, sir?
Oh, yes.
Okay, sir. Okay. Let's hold on. One moment. Let me see. Can you still hear me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And for the record, sir, would you state your name and ABC number, sir?
My name is Merlin Ambrose Harrigan. My ABC number is 314-459.
Mr. Harrigan, you appear for the Arizona Board of Executive Privacy this morning for a revocation hearing regarding the two allegations on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on April the 12th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
And on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room this morning. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing this morning. And they are, okay, let's sure hear that. And they are the Honorable Mr. David Neal to my left, your right, the Honorable Ms. Neal Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to be serving as your board chair this morning and your panel chair. We also have in the room for us this morning, Mr. Grady. That's the gentleman that you see there. Mr. Grady is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Now, Mr. Harrigan and Mr. Grady, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, to help you guard and be so firm? Mr. Harrigan?
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you so very much. Okay. We will move on here. Okay. I was just checking something. I just want to make sure I'm doing what... Okay, sir, as I indicated, you have two allegations on your warrant, sir. I'm going to read each of them. Unless I read each of them, please tell me whether it is true or false. The first one is that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine. On about June the 9th, 2017, per the task LCMS lab report dated June 22nd, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
Thank you so very much, sir. And the next one reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12C, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer or the officer of the day at 1308 West Bucks Avenue in Florence, Arizona, upon your discharge from Behavior Systems Southwest at 6420 South Park Avenue in Tucson, Arizona, by noon of the next working day on or about July 12, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was in a slumber from supervision. Sir, is that one true or false?
That is true, Your Honor.
Thank you so very much, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Harrigan, I move the fact that he is in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into corner ways or company. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. And, sir, now we're going into phase two of your hearing. We begin phase two of your hearing by receiving some background information on you. And following this information, when we come back, we talk with you and the board will make a decision whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to supervision. So at this time, we're going to ask that you remain quiet as Mr. Grady will provide us with some background information. Mr. Grady, sir.
Mr. Harrigan was released from DOC on May 17th of 2017. He was arrested on March 17th of 2018 by Tempe PD. New charges, ABC warrant, failure to appear warrant from 2015. He returned to DOC on March 17th of 2018. He has a CCD of May 22nd of 2018 that reflects 249 abscond days. Prior convictions, 2016, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior conviction, 2016, drug paraphernalia violation, 9 months. He has one term in DOC, his CUIR score is a 2.3, number one score is a 2, substance abuse score is a 2. He has no gang affiliation, no prior term of supervision. Disciplinary violations are minimal, with drugs noted. Under arrest, 2009, controlled substance violation, Oklahoma, county jail. 2013, misconduct involving weapons, Colorado, felony conviction probation. His community risk score of a G4, V4.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Brady, for sharing that information with us this morning. Okay, sir, we'll just talk to you for a few moments. Important information that we see, or that I see, on your case supervision summary that you were released, that you approved to live with your mother, and so how long did you stay with your mother, sir? Did you reside at all with your mother, sir?
Yes, I did. I was actually there the whole time.
Okay. So when that's in Arizona City, Arizona, that's where she resides. I mean, that's her residence. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
And I also take note that you did have some employment, I believe, at Arizona at work. Did you have any, how long were you employed, or were you employed while you were out, sir?
Yeah, I was. I was working for a member of my church.
Okay,
Building houses.
We're glad to know that you were doing that type of work. That's very important. Were you being paid or were you volunteering for that, sir?
No, I was paid.
Oh, well, great. Okay. So you do have a skill. So what's your skill in construction, sir? Do you a carpenter or a brick?
I'm actually a journeyman carpenter.
Okay, well, great. Well, you have a skill that's very much needed now out in the community, especially here in Arizona, as the economy is picking up. They're really building houses now, so you have a real skill that's very useful.
Thank you, sir.
So I do take note that back in June of last year, you were positive for marijuana, methamphetamine, and opiates. What were you doing, sir? Did you have a drug problem, or what was going on at that time, sir?
To be honest with you, sir, before I even got out, I was using drugs in prison, and I just carried that out in the streets. I didn't have a good solid basis of sobriety when I left incarceration. And that's something that is different this time. Mm-hmm. I attend meetings and church regularly, and that's really been my focus.
So the church is helpful in helping you to deal with your drug habit that you've had in the past, or the substance abuse?
Absolutely.
I'm
trying to my life. So,
may I just ask this, and you don't have to answer this one unless you want to. How long have you been associated with the church, sir, with that group?
I've been associated with the church for about 3 years now. I came to Christ about three and a half years ago.
Okay. Well, we're glad that you found the church, because that's always a good group, and we trust that you, when you get out, whether we let you out now or you get out towards the end of this month, that you would continue to work with
us. Yeah, I already approached my pastor about some mentorship, because I'm leaning towards maybe doing some ministry.
That's great, sir, and I really, as one board member, and I'm sure on behalf of the entire board, we want to commend you for being able to work with the church and to work with your pastor, because that can truly make a difference. Not only will you be helping yourself, but you can help others at the same time. Okay, sir, I am, so when the last time you used any drugs, sir? Just curious on
that. Honestly, the day I got locked up.
Okay.
But, yeah.
And according to...
I cleared some of my time down, and it feels really good.
And according to the Department of Corrections, we do take note that you were picked up by the Tippecanoe Police Department. What were you doing there, sir, when they picked you up?
I was just with some friends, using.
Well, you
honestly,
mm-hmm. that Dean Whitmer got up to Arizona City and up there with your mother, you were able to eliminate that habit and stop using. Yes, sir. Which we were proud of.
Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
No, I just said, I was just making a general comment. I said, once you were up there in Tempe and went up there where you, with your mother, you were able to stop using drugs, illegal substances, and I was just commending you for that, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this time, sir, I'm going to see if other board members might have any questions for you at this time, sir. I don't see any questions at this time, sir, from other board members. Therefore, this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board. You can tell the board anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir. Is there anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
I would like another chance, you know, and possibly working with my parole officer again, and, you know, maybe getting some further treatment and stuff like that, you know, just to help me along my path, you know what I mean?
Okay, sir. Okay, thank you so very much. At this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. And following this discussion, the board will make its determination known. The board is now in discussion. We ask that you stay on the phone because everything we do is not in the public. We don't do anything behind closed doors. Therefore, you can hear everything that the board will be saying at this time. I do take note that Mr. Harrigan, again, is a great young man, and he has a great future before him by working with the church, and very important by his getting off of illegal substances, and that truly makes a difference, which means that he can truly be successful. I really commend him for that. However, at this time, and the only reason I'm going to suggest what I'm going to suggest, but I'm only one board member, that he first complete his term, and the reason for that, he's going to be out in about 2 weeks, a little less than 2 weeks at any rate, and time we get him processed, or the Department of Correction process him, then it would be pretty close, and he may be out a few days early. I think it would be best for him to complete it. When he gets out, he will be at the will and pleasure of his pastor and his family, and he can be successful. But I only speak as one board member. Now I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Okay, therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Harrigan violated terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had lapsed into criminal ways in as much as he was suspended for 249 days, and at that point, we had no idea what he was doing. I'm sure that we know what he's told us, but just unfortunately, he didn't have a parole officer to verify that. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke this commitment to supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Great. Motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you're going to be out on May the 22nd, which is, as I said, a little less than 2 weeks. That time, you won't have to report to a parole officer, but I hope that you will continue to get that programming from your church, and that you remain strong and just don't get back on any more drugs. And we look forward to not seeing you again in Orange. We look forward to you being successful, and that your ministry will be successful as well. This will end your hearing, sir. Thank you so much for your participation. We're proud of you. Keep up the great work, and please put the CO3 back on the phone, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.